Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
Could I have a thé glacé?
What did you just say?
It's French for iced tea.
Why would you want that?
Because it's National Iced Tea Day.
But we should celebrate. Do something.
How do you want to celebrate?
I want a Long Island iced tea.
I don't think that's what they have in mind.
I don't think that's what they were talking about.
Tea is just tea.
Not when it's a party.
I was just listening, and I was listening, and you know what? I think I dialed the wrong number.
It's showtime.
That happens. It does happen, more so than not. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, due back in studio on Monday the 15th.
I'm so excited to have him back.
Looking forward to that. It is show number 1,904, if you're keeping track.
Sweet.
Wednesday morning, 6:06, and it is National Iced Tea Day.
It is. I love my iced tea.
Do you? I know you like tea, but do you like iced tea?
Love iced tea. Love iced tea.
And do you make your own tea? You know, like
in my own tea.
Big glass jug.
I used to do a lot of sun tea, but now I'll make a smaller version because I like so many different teas iced, you know? So I'll do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
I'll do it hot, then add just a ton of ice to it. Make it very strong, and then you add ice to it, and it weakens it a little bit.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I know it is. It is.
Or some tea.
Sun tea is great, though. Mm-hmm. Sun tea is definitely the way to go.
And then you do the bags, and you just
dip it in? You do the bags. Yeah, you do.
Wow.
Sun tea is kind of the crock pot of tea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have several hours to wait around for your tea... You know, like if you want food in like 25 hours, a crock pot is great.
Okay.
And you want everything to taste like pot roast, the crock pots are great.
Yeah. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 90s, low 100s tomorrow.
Okay.
Just in time for the wind to blow on Friday and Saturday. So I don't know what you got planned, but just be careful.
Yeah.
70 right now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, African-American NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace wants the Confederate flag banned from races. He says no one should feel uncomfortable when they come to a NASCAR race. Get them out of there. He said they have no place for them. So he's pretty adamant about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lollapalooza going virtual this year. Planned for July 30th through August 2nd. That's a huge deal. The thing is, all these bands can play. They can all play.
Yeah.
They just can't have the big crowds there. So go for it, Matt.
Not like we did at Rock Stockapalooza.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I know it.
Which was awesome.
Yes. I will watch Lollapalooza. You're darn right I would, man.
You know what? I would, too.
Yeah.
If I don't have to go anywhere and deal with people, parking and traffic and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. I would totally be at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't have to smell the... It just smells like a hamster cage there. It really does. I don't... It's like Whole Foods.
I live in a tent for 3 days?
Yeah. I'll watch all of them. I think it's great, man.
I'd go to Woodstock if they would have done
See?
It virtually.
Exactly. If they'd done it virtually, man, I'd have been there. Listen, new music dropping from the Dalai Lama. He will release his debut album on July 6th.
Uh-huh.
Mike, I have a little clip of it we can play later. It's called Inner World.
Oh.
And it's got His Holiness reciting mantras and prayer.
Nice.
Over a musical background. So it's actually sounds kind of cool. It's very meditative, of course, but that will be dropping on July 6th. So look for that. And the first trailer, yesterday was Bill and Ted Day, by the way. First trailer for their movie came out, Bill and Ted Face the Music. It's weird. It's kind of weird seeing them as, you know, like mid-50s.
Hold on, I have
Bill
it.
Bill and Ted.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Hold on, here it is.
Good.
Here it is.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barstow, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night. Bill and Ted. What have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
We were supposed to unite the world and save reality as we know it.
pill. We've spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Whoa! And take it from ourselves.
But isn't that stealing?
And then it goes on and on. So
now it sounds like they're really trying.
Too hard.
To be Bill and Ted. That was simple. It was easy when they were 20.
When it came out back in 1989.
Yes, exactly. Wow. When they were like early 20s, it was much easier. Yeah. But now they sound like they're forcing it, man.
Uh-huh.
And it just, I don't know.
Well, we'll see how it works out.
Maybe just me. I mean, will I watch it? Sure, I will.
Do I have to go anywhere?
I watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High again a couple weeks ago. Why not?
I'll do that, too.
Oh, man. That is my take for now. You want to keep up on anything we do, 96.3KKLZ.com.
You had mentioned the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
His big album. First album. Dropping when? In July?
July 6th, Mike, yeah.
It's called Inner World. This is a sample of one of the tracks called Compassion.
Okay.
This is the Dalai Lama.
Om Mani Padme
Hum. I'm sorry, what?
Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Okay.
Change it up.
The music is a little Pink Floyd-ish.
Yeah.
You know? Huh?
Don't you feel like you should have...
I like it.
You should be getting a massage or something?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, that's the new Dalai Lama.
I like that.
So check that out in July.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And this is AC/DC.
Rise and shine.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a phone call away, 702-739-9636. Or you can use the same number to text. Love to hear from you this morning. Just reading a hug is safer than shaking hands when it comes to spreading coronavirus. According to a virologist.
Yeah, a virologist.
Virologist. Depending on what part of the country.
Yes, that's right. A virologist.
Yes. The guy that studies viruses.
Yes, exactly.
That guy. So what are people doing now? What do you feel more comfortable doing? Do you shake hands anymore?
I don't.
Do you hug?
No. I mean, I really haven't in a long time. If it's someone I love, I'm sleeping with. Well, sure, there's that.
Okay.
But like even my best friend, did I hug Monica? I think I hugged Monica once.
Mm-hmm.
I barely hugged. I wouldn't hug Jody. You know.
Yeah.
So
and
I mean,
you and
I
don't even hug in the morning.
No, I.
But we never did.
Well, no. Uh-uh.
I mean,
no,
it's not.
I hover over you and look at what you're doing. But yeah,
John, what about you? Do you when somebody comes up to you, what do you do? Do you especially if they reach out?
I don't shake hands. Elbow bump with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I hug some people. I've hugged Jody and your stepdaughter and her best friend.
Yeah.
Oh. Boy, just hugs all around.
Jeez, wow. Okay. Well, stay away from John.
But,
nobody, I'm noticing, though, that people don't do that now, really.
Yeah,
everybody just kind of stays
it's
away.
It's kind of awkward sometimes.
It is kind of awkward. Yeah, it is.
I've been doing just kind of like the head nod.
Yeah.
You know, just, hey.
You're doing the up, and then the other person does the down to acknowledge you, right?
Or if they put their hand out, I just kind of...
Do a little thing. Yeah. I mean, I just think for a while everybody's going to kind of avoid, but there may be some people who, you know, whatever, they don't care.
What are you doing now when somebody comes up to you?
Yeah.
And there's that one, the few awkward seconds where you think they're going to lunge in for a hug or extend their hand to shake or whatever they're going to do.
Right.
How do you respond? What are you doing now?
Right.
702-739-9636. We want to hear from you. Or if you want, text in.
Yes, absolutely.
Either
I got
way.
News. Don't even talk to me. I'm beginning to think Helen Keller she was lucky. You know, I don't need to hear
couldn't
you.
See, I just couldn't see, couldn't talk, couldn't do anything.
Jeez.
All right. Talk or text. We'd love to hear from you. What are you doing now?
Yes.
Since all this, we've been going through all this. So.
Mm-hmm, as a greeting. What is your greeting now?
All right. We'd love to hear
from you. It's a new person you're just meeting. You just say, hey, sorry, I'd shake your hand, but you know what's going
good
on now.
So I don't. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
That's why I give them a nod. Talking about how virologists are saying that it's probably safer to hug than it is to shake hands right now, being through what we've been through and still going through it.
Interesting.
So what are you doing now? Are you still hugging? Are you shaking hands? Are you doing the like John, the elbow bump? What are you doing when somebody comes up to you now?
Right. Rick says, I'm a dude. We just fist bump. He said, but someone stuck their hand out the other day and I had gloves on, so I shook it. That's always nice. You just happen to have gloves on. And Dalton says, give them the old fist bump, unless it's golf.
Yeah.
Then I leave my gloves on and I'll shake their hands. You know, tradition and all, right?
Uh-huh.
Shauna said, oh, my God, even if it's my mom, I yell, Mom, social distancing. Everyone else who goes in for a handshake or a hug, I just put my hand up and say, it's okay, I'm good.
I notice a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, it's okay. We're good. It's all right. I do love you, but we're good.
Yeah, see, you know me. I'm a hugger.
Yes, I am
but,
too.
But I have even stopped.
Yeah.
You know, approaching people, even people I know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what they're doing.
Well, Mike, I'm Italian, you know, and that's our greeting. I mean, that's...
That's your international greeting as an Italian.
Yes, not to minimalize, but somebody asked me, oh, my God, what happened in Italy? Why was it so high there? I said, because... They're always hugging and touching, always. So, you know, not surprising. But
you got to be careful nowadays and be cognizant of what other people want to do.
Yeah, you really do.
Just as much as what you want to do. So.
Big words. Right, listen to you.
I know. Look at the cognizant. Who knew? PYO2 Zoom happy hour.
I love it.
Pour your own. Join the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Going to be one-on-one with you. Space is limited. Got games, giveaways, and a bunch more. Got to be over 21 to join us. Last time we did it, which was the first time.
Yes, yeah.
I love the fact that we had not only people from Las Vegas tuning in, but people from all over the country zooming in on our happy hour.
Florida and New York. It was kind of nice.
So we'd love to give some people, some other people, another chance to do it. And that's coming up next Thursday, 4 o'clock Vegas time. Which, if I think about it now, you know, 7, 8 o'clock back east. Where
7
we
o'clock,
talk, some of the people in Florida. So all the information about our PYO2 Zoom happy hour on our website at 96.3kklz.com. And hopefully you can join us for that.
Laughing because, like, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
What, in the evening? What? Oh, my
God. No, the other one. The other one.
Yeah.
Sunshine, going to be nice today. Was beautiful yesterday. High today in the mid-upper 90s, 103 the high tomorrow. It's about 70 this morning. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, new survey says that 81% of Americans have used music to help them cope with the added stress from the lockdown, and they say that they love hearing that in their car. They said listening in the car puts them in a better mood, which is so cool to know because we're spending, you know, a lot of time now driving. If you're back to work or for even if you're, you know, still laying low, you're still getting out to drive around. So.
I know a lot of people will, when we go on a road trip, I love just, you know, cranking up the radio or putting put a CD in.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah, I know.
I don't have one of those in my car anymore.
You don't?
So, no, but I can just plug my iPod and you know, just get any music off of there.
Well, look at
Yeah, I know those highfalutin cars with that. What's it called? A USB? What is it? USB plug.
Clearly, you're making a lot more than I was aware of.
Well, Mike, I don't want to brag about my Honda too much. You know?
I know other people will put a book in or something, you know, those audio books.
I've done that. I may be driving up north, and I may do that. I may put in an audio book. Yeah. That's kind of cool, especially when it's a... an author, like a celebrity author. I read it, then I listened to Tina Fey's book, which was great, listening to her read her book. It was great.
All right.
A lot of people say, too, by the way, 8 in 10 people say they can't imagine living in a world without music. So, I get that.
Thank you.
I know. Oh, I get that, man. According to another, there are all sorts of studies and research going on with regards to dating, all of that stuff. They now say that playing hard to get really does work when it comes to dating.
Huh.
It makes you seem a little more in demand, more appealing, but you got to be careful to, you know, kind of cut it off and not let it go too far, because then it's like, well, you're just arrogant, you know, what, you're cocky, and just I don't want you anymore. Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
I don't even care about it anymore.
And about half of us, this is so interesting, are hiding a sexual fetish from our partner. Half of us.
Yeah,
I know. The other half just hid their search history, apparently. Nothing, honey.
Delete the history.
Yeah, they say that they have a kink that they'd also like to try, and but they just haven't brought it up with their partner yet. Usually takes like 3-4 months into a relationship to bring that up. So.
Yeah, that's not what you open with on the first date.
No. Hey, I have handcuffs.
What?
Oh, nothing? I don't know. Why?
Who said, take a salad?
Did somebody say something? Yes, exactly.
Now, in the wake of you giving Angie a ring,
yeah.
Do you have one?
Why are you asking me that? Yes, I do. Yeah, I do have some.
Does she know?
I think we all do. Yes, she does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does. But, you know, we're into this a little bit. So, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, she does, too. I'm just going to leave it at that. So, like, is that...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I was just,
Do you like neckties? What? Nothing? I don't know. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to be very careful.
Yes, you do, Mike. Just put it out there for everyone. Yes, you do. I think we covered several right there, by the way.
I'm glad we're having fun. I don't know anybody else on a Wednesday morning.
You should know me way better than you should know me. I don't know why I worry about grad night now. it's Wednesday. A few things you should know.
There's a lot of people that have a kink that say, that after 3 months, that might be the best time to bring it up.
Yeah, you don't bring that up on the first date.
But a lot of people have them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have them? Did you follow through? Because a lot of times I think people have them, like you said, off the air. A lot of people have them. They just never say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, somebody did write in, and we won't say your name, or you don't have to use your name, but she said, I admittedly like role playing. It's a lot of fun. And
I like that too.
Yeah.
But Jody won't play along.
Oh, see?
Like,
really?
When we're on vacation?
Yeah.
I'll say, let's pretend we're from here or there and we do this.
Yeah, but are you talking at the bar or in the bedroom?
Like Phil and Claire or Modern Family?
Yeah, we're not talking about...
On Valentine's?
We're not really talking about just at the restaurant, Mike, just saying.
So this sometimes they let her drive instead
really
of me because we like to role play that she's the Uber driver and I'm the passenger.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then we take it into the bedroom.
Once in a while, I'll vacuum the house and Jody will sweep the garage. So
that's how crazy we are.
Oh, you are so Catholic. You really are. You just are. I will say, and I share far too much on this show, more than you guys. I do.
You have a couple of kinks.
I do.
What about you, John?
Absolutely.
You do?
Uh-huh.
More than two?
No, two. I think it's probably two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yes.
Yay.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can text or call. We're noticing a lot of people are feeling more comfortable texting about this than they are calling in.
Yes. Matter of fact, somebody said, if my name comes up, please don't say it. I kind of had to look this up. And he just wrote, he said 24/7, and I kind of had to look it up, and that's like BDSM, submissive, dominant.
Oh.
But they continue that like all day, throughout, like, kind of that
day. Their average day.
Yes, exactly. Okay. One will be dominant and one will be submissive. Now,
Jody and I don't go that far.
No, don't do that.
In our role play.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. No, you can put the vacuum away now, honey. It's fine. I'm hungry. I want a barbecue.
Wow, I thought we were being kinky and everything. So.
Yeah. No. somebody else, he wrote, now I don't know what this means, if this means on his girlfriend or partner or whatever, but he said, I'm very much into lingerie. So I don't know. What that, you know, that could be her, him, them.
See, I thought we were going to get texts like people going, yes, I do. Yes, I have.
No, I'm getting specifics.
You know? Very specific.
I got one that's so specific, I cannot even say it on the air. So
that's what I was hoping. People would call in and say, yes, I have a couple of things.
Yeah.
I have mentioned them to my partner. And yes or no, we have followed through on them.
Well,
I didn't know we were going to get.
No, we've gotten specific. But if you are out there, or if you're even at that point where it's like, I'd love to tell him, you know?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, just talk to him. You know what? Listen, you got to be, as the girl, you got to be comfortable. You got to be comfortable talking about that. If things are good in bed.
Yeah.
You know what? Make them even better. Talk about it, man. Okay. You can't get better unless you talk about it. You don't become a better driver unless you drive a little more, don't you?
Boy, that's a great analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? How are you going to learn to parallel park? Huh? How are you going to do that?
You're so super smart.
Unless you do. Thanks.
I could listen to you all day.
Thank you. I'm very cognizant of, you know, what goes on.
And sometimes it's nice to drive different cars.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes, you know what? You can do an automatic.
Right.
Or you can do a manual. Mm-hmm. You know what? During the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of people are driving manual.
You might just want to ride the train.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
I got news. I was arguing with myself just for the makeup sex over that whole isolation thing. Jeez.
All right. Once again, if you don't know it, 702-739.
Yes. Yeah, let us know.
9636. Feel free.
Yes, no names.
And uninhibited to call in this morning. One leftover text from last hour's.
As a matter of fact, Melissa had sent this in.
Boy.
She said, I like the new Wednesday segment, True Confessions with Dr. Feelgood.
Uh-huh.
A little music underneath. So, yeah, there you go.
Maybe we play this next time.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure Mom and Dad can't wait to have the kids back in the car cranking up the radio. Russ is on the phone. What's up, Russ?
Well, this has probably nothing to do with your last hour's...
Russ.
His arena would kill me. But no, yesterday I had a conversation with a mutual friend of ours, Larry.
Martino? Oh, yes, we know him. Yeah.
Mr. Modest.
Yes, we know him.
At the 3 o'clock hour, I almost spit my water out driving. He comes on the air and he goes... Thank me hard and call me Rhonda. And my God, I lost it. So
now he's just taking it too far.
That doesn't sound like Larry. I'm like, oh my God, did I hear it? Maybe it was the lyrics to a song he just played. So I called him at 5. I said, clarify. And he goes, no, I get in one of those moods. I want to see how many people were paying attention.
Yeah.
I was the only one that ever called in.
Larry's taking our consultant a little too seriously.
Wow. Might have to speak to baby Bubba.
That's what I said. I'm like, Bubba, dude, you're killing me. I almost wrecked my car.
Thank me and call me Rhonda.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Spank me hard.
Go to King of Queens or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Russ.
That's funny.
That's what he's doing, quoting King of Queens in the afternoon?
Yeah. Okay. All right,
good
Larry.
Good for Larry. Branching out, opening up a little bit. Sunshine and warm today, high in the mid upper 90s. 103 the high tomorrow, 77 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A lot of stuff has come out in the last couple weeks about Lea Michele, former Glee star. Well, she's reportedly reaching out to the people who couldn't stand working with her over the years. Friends say this has been a very serious learning lesson, and she is committed to making these adjustments as a complete life change for the future. So.
Right.
Good for her.
Well, people do change sometimes.
You gotta hope. That's for sure. You gotta hope. Disney working on a movie musical based on the songs of Lionel Richie. It'll be called All Night Long. You and I were talking off the air a couple weeks ago about all of the hits that he has had.
Boy.
I don't know what they'll do with the musical, but, you know, good for them. Yeah. Listen, everything can be made into a musical these days, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. WNBA star Natasha Cloud just became the first female basketball player to sign with Converse. Very cool. And can I mention, this made me very sad, Judy Evans, who plays Adrian Kyriakos on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, no.
Almost lost both of her legs to COVID-19. She got so sick. Now, this is Adrian, who is dead. However, I don't think she's dead. I'm pretty sure she'll be coming back.
On the
show. On Days of Our Lives. Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, yes. No, my God. Okay. Days of Our Lives. And it's either her or her. She has a double, a woman that looks exactly like her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's her or Adrian. But Justin is actually, he wants to marry Kayla.
Oh.
But he doesn't know that Adrian might still be alive. And now Steve came back. Patch and Kayla and him go way back. I mean, they've been in love forever.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But okay. Everybody knows whose baby it is now. So that's kind of cool. Anyhow, she's doing a little better now. Still in the hospital. But
in real life.
In real life.
Okay.
Yes, in real life. But she has a rough go still. And a big happy birthday to Prince Philip, who turns 99 today.
Wow.
99 years old.
Hold on. Let me turn down the organ.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Happy birthday. I don't know why he's not the king. I mean, I know why, but I don't get why.
Yeah.
But whatever. Who
as long
I?
As he's not driving anymore.
No. The queen took his keys away like last year, I believe.
She and we'll get... have fun.
You
fun,
can
fun.
Go. Yes, you can't drive the Range Rover anymore.
Oh, boy.
For the love of God, leave that to the grandkids, you old. That is, yes, that is my take. You can keep up. You can catch up anytime. 96.3KKLZ.com.
I want to play you some sound, Carla. We've been talking about COVID-19 songs that have been coming out for a long time now.
Right.
Here's one from Wang Chung that said we didn't have to rewrite a song.
Yeah.
We just change our one hit up.
Love it.
A little bit. This is Wang Chung's COVID-19 song. Chorus.
I like it.
How do you like that?
I like it.
Didn't have to do a lot of work with that,
I
did you?
A lot, actually.
Just go into the studio and rewrite the chorus. Kazookie Wednesday is back. We'll talk more about that and give you a chance to win here in a couple of minutes.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. We always throw that number out there if you want to dial in or even text in. It's good for both. 702-739-9636. And being Wednesday, happy to say that Kazookie Wednesday is back.
Yes, it is.
Now, we still have some DVDs shot in 4K celebrating the anniversary. It's the 45th anniversary of Jaws.
Yes, it is.
So
boy.
They put out this 4K shoot of the movie.
Yeah, it's a big deal. They've got this book that goes along with it, like a 24-page book that, or 44-page, I believe it is, book that goes along with it. And it's like DVD and HD, apparently.
There's a lot of extras with this package.
Yeah.
Courtesy of our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. So being Wednesday and Kazookie Wednesday back, you have a chance to win with another segment of
Kazookie Wednesday.
Is identify, if you remember how we do this, identify the name of that song that we're playing on our kazoos by title. Now, the phone lines are on hold since we have to get through news and weather. But after that, we'll look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. One more time, here it is.
Ha ha!
there's a reason why we picked that song.
Yes.
That will tell you when we find a winner, so good luck. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win that 4K DVD edition of Jaws with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Dave, can you identify that song we're playing on our kazoos by title?
Yeah, could it be Don't Stop Believing by Journey?
Yeah!
It could be, Dave. Good job.
This is Dave Fenwick, you guys. I'm the one that sent the poem in that you read on the air.
Oh, yes, Dave. A couple of months back.
Yeah, that's so cool. My wife sent it in for me. It was pretty cool. We really enjoyed that.
Well, great.
Thank you for sending that in, Dave.
Well, Dave, you are a winner. You got the DVD for Jaws, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up.
Awesome. One of my favorite movies ever.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, when I saw this story, I thought about you and Monica.
Yes.
Young girl tried using a chair to rescue a squirrel that was swimming inside a kiddie pool.
Oh.
And her mom watching, but this is how that sounded.
Don't touch him.
You have to help him. Give me something to get him
out. Get a board. Yeah, put the chair.
I'm saving you. Let me save you.
The squirrel ran up the chair
Yes. Oh, that's hilarious.
Bounced off the girl's chest face.
Ah, jeez. Okay.
Scratched up her arm a little bit, but everybody's okay. The squirrel is fine.
Jeez. Okay. I would have gotten the longest board and put it in there real fast and then ran. Jeez. Get out of there.
But this is the part that reminded me of you.
Let me save you.
Yes, I'm saving you.
You're just yelling at the squirrel. Guy in China casually walked into a hospital with a crossbow arrow lodged in his chest. He said he accidentally shot himself. How do you do that?
See, I don't know. Those contraptions, I have no idea.
You should only be able to point the arrow away from you, right?
I don't know. It's like shooting arrows almost. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's the only way I can imagine.
Pulling, it's like a it shoots it off. Like,
I'm sorry?
Shoots it off. That's my shooting.
Is that your arrow?
Okay. Yes, that's right.
Hold on. You're trying to help the guy.
Let me save you!
Just pull it out!
Unless he shot it up in the air.
Yeah, that could be.
And it came down in his chest. He's fine now, so.
I don't have lawn darts anymore. Okay. Jeez, listen. A guy in England got real drunk and spent $828 at McDonald's.
Wow.
Kieran ordered 220 veggie wraps, which they have there, and a small fry.
Uh-huh.
He says, I only got half my order because it was too much for the kitchen to handle.
Uh-huh.
I ended up having to give most of it to random people in the homeless. He said, I feel okay about it, though, because I usually do worse on a night out. So I'm quite fortunate.
How many wraps?
Only in Europe. 220.
And a small fry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Those must have been for him.
Yeah.
Jeez. And this is what happens when there's no baseball. A guy in Wisconsin, he broke into the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, Miller Park, and he grabbed the tractor, got it started, wanted to carve his name into the turf.
Oh, yeah.
In cursive, yeah. Well, it moves too slow. He wasn't able to finish his name, and the police got there. $40,000 worth of damage to the field, and he was charged with a felony.
$40,000 because he cut the grass.
Oh, my
gosh. Trying to spell his name.
Why do I think he didn't drive that tractor somewhere?
Oh, maybe.
What is that? What is that, a V? No, I was just trying to get it out of the ground.
Yeah.
I'm so
How
sorry.
Many guys have done that with the lawnmower? You're cutting the grass, and you try and cut it like they do on the baseball fields.
Oh, the diagonal
and the angles. And...
Yeah, right. It's like, whoops, oh, honey, I don't know what happened to your rose bush. I'm so sorry. We're not going to have tomatoes this year. I'm so sorry about that.
Doggone it.
It is Wednesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. Well, guy in New Jersey, Greg Daly is his name. He's a newspaper delivery guy. It's been a second job of his for several years. And a couple of months ago, he offered to go grocery shopping for some seniors on his route, free of charge. Started in late March, let him tell you.
Basically started with a customer who was looking to get her paper closer to her house because she was afraid to go out to the street. A couple days later, I happened to be standing in a supermarket. I called her, asked if she needed anything. The next couple days, I decided, you know, she can't be alone. I delivered to 3 adult communities. So I put out a note to all 800 of my customers. If there's anything you need, I'm happy to go shop for it and deliver it to your home for free.
And he's done that. He's made over 500 trips.
Wow.
Since late March. Trips to the store for more than 120 people. So
that's amazing.
Good for him. 50 years old.
Nice job.
50 years old. Just decided to do it. That is really cool, man. Good for
him. That's what we're talking about when we are looking for feel-good stories. If you have one, especially a local one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, just dial us up. Call us up with your version of your feel-good story. We're always here in the morning, 702-739-9636. All right, getting ready to wrap up and kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Just recapping the show from this morning, we talked about the greeting now that we're getting through this.
Yeah.
You know, how are you greeting people? How are people greeting you with a fist bump? The elbow thing or the foot slap, or are you still shaking hands? Or
what are you doing? Are you avoiding touching anyone for a while?
Or even talking to anybody?
Right.
I don't know. What's your kink?
Yeah.
Boy, that went into a direction I really wasn't thinking. And I thought I was role-playing with Jody. I guess we're not. So on the level of some people.
Yes.
And then it was good to have Kazuki Oki Wednesday back. And we will have another chance for you to win tomorrow, that 4K Jaws version on DVD celebrating 45 years.
Yeah. Now, somebody said that it sounded like the airport lounge version of Don't Stop Believin'. I said, we'll do better.
Seriously?
We'll do better next time. Yeah.
It's the first time in a long time.
We'll do better.
So.
We're rusty.
Yes.
We'll do better. We got to do it each week no matter what, I guess. We got to pull out the band and do a little rehearsal maybe, Mike. Okay.
All right. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company whether you're back to work or still at home, and either way, listen on the smartphone, smart speakers, or your computer. But do have a great day. Be careful, be safe. And as we always say, and we're not kidding, just be kind to each other. That's all we ask.
Yes.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.